Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, you may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is March 3rd, 1939, and the title is Snake River Dam. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. After the Civil War, a new wave of emigration swept toward the West, and the government opened more and more land to homesteaders. This meant the passing of the open range. The ranchers felt that the homesteaders were forcing their way into country that should be reserved for cattle raising. There were many bitter disputes between the two factions, and the disputes might have developed into range wars if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. Throughout this trying period of readjustment, he fought against misunderstanding and prejudice. He made both ranchers and farmers realize that there was room for everyone in the great new territory and that there could be no progress without peace. Return with us now those thrilling days of yesteryear when adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Snake River Valley! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
For months, hundreds of men had been engaged in the construction of a huge dam designed to control the floodwaters of the Snake River and divert them to the useful purpose of irrigation. At the time our story opens, it was shortly after dark and work for the day had ceased. Butler, the superintendent of construction, was seated alone in his office. He gave the impression of waiting for something, and when a soft rapping was heard at the window, he jumped nervously to his feet.
That you, Flash?
It's me. Let me in.
Anyone around? Anyone see you come here?
What do you take me for? Come on, hurry it up.
Go around the side door.
All right.
Get in here before anyone comes along.
You're mighty jumpy.
I'm no fool. I'd get short notice if we were seen together. I'll lock the door. All right, sit down. What's the report?
Everything's working out fine.
The ranchers?
They're gathering right now over to Ed Green's place and mad enough to chaw nails.
But will they attack the dam?
What do you think they're bunching up for, to have a sociable?
This thing's got to be timed just right.
It will be. I got some of my boys with them now, keeping them stirred up. Just as soon as I can get word to them when the payroll's coming through, they'll know when to get them ranchers on the move.
I expect a stage for the payroll about 6 a.m. Captain Stanford and his troopers have already left camp to meet it.
Good enough.
You have everything planned?
Uh-huh. At the right time, the boys will see that the ranchers start their march on the dam. Then we let the soldiers know that the dam's in danger. The troopers won't have no choice. They'll have to ride to protect the dam. And just as soon as they do that, me and the rest of the bunch will hold up the stage. How much do you figure the stage will be carrying?
It's got 2 months' wages aboard. They couldn't get through last month because of the Indians. It'll amount to over $20,000.
A doggone nice little nest egg.
Not worth going to jail for, though. If anything should go wrong...
Not a chance. You ain't let any of them ranchers get in to see you, have you?
No, but I've had a hard time dodging them. I'll be glad when this is over.
I bet you will at that. Wonder what them ranchers are going to say when they find out the government ain't planning on opening the valley to homesteaders after all.
They'll say plenty. But they can't claim I told them their range would be grabbed by nesters.
You didn't have to. My boy seen to that. All you had to do was to stay out of the way so you couldn't deny it. The ranchers figure you've been dodging them because you didn't want to tell them the truth.
Well, I don't. Only the truth in this case isn't what they think.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, Butler. You done some slick scheming.
We've done the only thing we could do. We had to find some way to get the soldiers to leave the stage unguarded. The only way that could be done was to stir up the ranchers to attack the dam and draw the soldiers away. And we couldn't arouse the cattlemen without convincing them that the completion of the dam would mean the loss of their ranches.
The government does figure on turning the valley into farming country, though, don't it?
Yes, but the valley will be apportioned among the ranchers first. Then they can sell their range to farmers and make a nice profit. Actually, the dam should make the cattlemen around here rich. Let's hope they don't find it out.
There's a couple of fellas doing their doggonest to smooth things over.
You never told me that. Who?
Well, I never said nothing because I don't know much about them myself. One of them's a redskin, and they say the other rides around wearing a mask.
What have they been doing?
Just talking to the ranchers and all. But they ain't getting far. We got the cattlemen believing the mask fellas representing homesteaders that aim to settle here.
They'd better not spoil our plans.
Well, they... Who's that?
I don't know. Can't be one of my men. I told them I didn't want to be disturbed.
Anybody in there?
One moment, I'll be right with you. Clear out, Flash. Out that door you came in.
Yeah.
Hey, what's keeping you?
One moment. Well, good evening. I was just finishing a report.
Sorry to bother you. You Mr. Butler?
I am.
Pleased to meet you. My name's Matt McLeod. I'm a U.S. Marshal.
How do you do? I noticed your badge. Something I can do for you?
Oh, I'm just moseying around, asking questions is all.
Yes?
I'm sort of trailing a couple of fellas.
I see.
Wondered if you'd run across either one of them. I've heard they was both hanging around this district, and I'm trying to get a line on them.
I'll be glad to help you in any way I can. Who are they?
Well, one of them's an hombre called Flash Perry. Ever hear of him?
No, can't say that I have. Wanted, is he?
You're doggone right he is. There's reward cash aplenty on that sidewinder's head.
Sorry, I can't give you a lead. Who's the other fellow?
A masked man.
You say masked?
Uh-huh, that's right. Know of him?
I've heard something recently. Does he travel alone?
Nope, he's generally seen with an Indian.
Then that's the man.
You've seen him, huh?
No, I haven't. But you're right about him. He's in this district. I heard him mentioned.
Where is he?
That's something I don't know myself. But I can give you a tip.
Yeah?
He's been seen talking to the ranchers around here. What his game is, I don't know. But if you can want to catch that fellow, Marshal, I'd advise you keeping an eye on some of these cattle outfits. Well,
thank you, Mr. Butler. I'll do that. Evening.
Wait. What's he wanted for?
Doggone if I can tell you that, mister. All I know is that where that hombre's at, there's always trouble. And I aim to make him answer some questions. Well, goodbye to you.
Goodbye, Marshal. So the masked man's on the wrong side of the law, eh? I wonder...
Hey, Butler.
What? You again, Flash? I thought I told you to clear out.
I just stayed to hear what that marshal had to say, that's all.
Well, he's looking for you.
Uh-huh. So I heard him tell. but he ain't going to catch me. But maybe he can be fixed so he can catch the masked man.
I had that in mind when I told the marshal where he might be found.
I thought so. And I'll see to it that any of my boys get sight of him, the marshal will be tipped off.
Where are you going now?
Down to Ed Green's place where the ranchers are gathering. I'll let my boys know when the payroll is due. And this time tomorrow, Butler, you and me are going to be $20,000 richer.
The Lone Ranger had also heard of the gathering at Ed Green's place, and accompanied by Tonto, his faithful Indian companion, he rode toward the ranch.
Tonto, we've got to stop those ranchers. They don't realize what they're doing. They attack the dam, the soldiers are bound to defend it, and that means bloodshed.
That's right.
I wish I knew what was behind all this.
What do you think?
When work was begun on the dam, the government promised the ranchers they wouldn't lose by it. I can't believe the government would go against its word. I suspect there's some other reason for this trouble.
And what that?
That's just what we've got to find out. The government has changed its plans. Why doesn't Butler say something about it?
Him not talk?
He can't even be seen by the ranchers. Claims he's too busy to talk to them. I don't know what he'd have to gain by trouble. He has no investment in the valley.
There, ranch.
Look at the crowd gathered.
Plenty of fella.
They've made up their mind to some kind of action, Tonto. Pull up. I want to look things over first.
Oh, scout.
Who, fella? Who, fella? There must be almost 100 men there. Try and make out the leader, Kemosabe. He's the man we want to talk to.
There. That fella out front, maybe.
He seems to be making some kind of a speech. Isn't that Ed Green himself?
That's what Tonto think.
He owns the biggest outfit in the valley. Yes, I imagine he'd be the one to take the lead.
Maybe better you not go there.
Why not?
There's plenty danger.
They can't refuse to listen to us. We're only doing this to save their lives.
I'm not know that.
Then we'll have to convince them. Let's go, Kemosabe.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Come on. They don't see us yet, Tonto.
Now them see us.
Yes. Ed Green.
Oh, you're back again.
Green, I've got to talk to you. Green, put down your guns. You're going to listen to what I have to say.
You're on the side of the homesteaders. Why should we listen to you?
Because you're making a mistake.
That's what you say. Don't try to interfere with us.
We'll show you who's making a mistake.
Quiet! Green, you seem to be the leader here.
The boys asked me to take charge. What of it?
And it's up to you to tell them to go back to their homes, to forget about attacking the dam.
Why should we?
Do you think the troopers will let you get away with this? Don't you realize there'll be lives lost, the lives of your friends?
We ain't scared.
But you have nothing to gain. The government isn't going to throw open your land to homesteaders.
How do you know what the government's going to do?
The government ain't asking a masked man to speak for it.
We savage what we're doing. You better clear out.
I'm telling you the truth. If the government ain't going to homestead our range, why don't Butler come out and say so? Why does he keep dodging us all the time?
I don't know why.
We do. Because if we faced him, he'd have to admit we was being double-crossed. And I'll do something for you.
What?
If you'll postpone this attack, I'll get Butler. I'll drag him away from his camp if I have to. And I'll see that he answers any questions you wish to ask.
He's
just stalling for time, Bill.
And I'll listen to him. It's a bluff. He's just figuring on getting time to warn the soldiers.
I'll see.
Come, Norman.
The marshal.
He make trouble.
And we've got to get away. We can't wait to answer his questions now. We're leaving, men. But I'm warning you now. We're going to find a way to stop an attack on the dam. Come on.
Get him up, Scout.
You're too late, Marshal. You'll never run down them horses those fellas are riding.
Blast them, just missed again. Every doggone time I think I got them, I ain't.
Later that night, Flash Perry and part of his gang had taken a position beside the trail over which the stagecoach would travel on its way to the construction camp. The outlaws had dismounted and were listening to the last-minute instructions of their leader.
Reb, you're taking care of the horses that'll pack the cash, ain't you?
Right.
Well, don't you worry, then, about nothing else. Just see that you transfer that payroll to the horses as fast as you can.
Leave it to me, Flash.
How about the getaway, boss?
What do you mean?
Well, we ain't going to head for the place we've been camping,
nope.
Are we?
We're riding for Bear Canyon. And if the soldiers do take up our trail, we can hold them off as long as we're a mind to.
Wonder if them troopers will believe Bart.
They'll believe him, all right. They know there's been trouble brewing. This won't surprise him none.
Bart ought to be meeting up with him about now, shouldn't he?
Well, let's see. I figure the stage ought to be just about by the bridge now. Bart left here 5 minutes back. Yep, he ought to be to the bridge by this time.
Funny, we ain't heard nothing.
Shucks, he's got to have time to tell his story, don't he? First, he'll have to stop the stage and the soldiers. Then he'll have to tell them the rangers are riding for the dam. They'll maybe talk it over for a minute or so, but they'll clear out.
And how'll we know it when they do?
Just listen for their bugle, that'll tell you.
We close enough to the bridge to hear it?
Sure.
Doggone this waiting.
I'm getting kind of jumpy myself.
Wonder if the rest of the boys got them cattlemen started for the dam all right.
From what they was telling me, it wasn't getting them started that was hard. It was keeping them from busting loose too soon.
Well, here's hoping them fool ranchers keep the soldiers so doggone busy they'll forget all about us.
Hey, listen.
The troopers.
Bart done it. The soldiers are leaving the stage.
It's worked out just right, boys.
Coming just the way you wanted it to, Flash.
Them soldiers will cut over to the west. It's time to move out now. Let's get started.
Come on, mount up. This'll be the biggest cleanup we ever made. It's worth a fortune to every one of us. Now ride hard, and if anyone interferes, shoot to kill.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When the soldiers escorting the stage, which carried the payroll, were drawn off by the threat of an attack upon the dam, Flash and his men raced down the trail to seize the payroll for themselves. The heavy stage soon came into sight, thundering toward them, and Flash shouted a command.
Pull up! Block the road! Hold your guns ready!
There she comes!
Another soldier with her!
Nobody but the driver on.
Fire some warning shots so the army will know we mean business. Off that stage! Pull up and get drilled.
Train up them horses.
Hold steady, boys.
Whoa, boys. Whoa,
steady. Whoa.
Hey, what is this? It's a holdup. Reb, get busy.
Right.
Get the cash.
Get away from here.
Well, a dozen to your one, mister. If you aim to stay healthy, take it easy.
You can't get away with this.
Wait and see.
How you coming, Reb?
This won't take long.
Wave the soldiers here about this. They'll clean out the whole bunch of you.
Yeah? Well, they're likely to find these two blame hot for them over the dam for a while to bother us none.
You polecats!
Button your lip, mister.
And don't keep edging over towards that shotgun there beside you.
You're Flash Perry. This is Perry's gang.
Think you'll recollect us?
You bet I will.
And the next time we meet up, just recollect we're pising the folks that get in our way and get rambunctious.
The horses are loaded, Flash. Caught every last dollar.
Then let's get on our way. Come on, fellas, to Bear Canyon. Get up there!
You thieving varmints! You rotten crooks! You'll pay for this when I get word to the soldiers. Just wait and see if you don't. Get along there. Get up there. Get up. Get along there. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Whipping up his horses, the stage driver set his stage towards the construction camp at top speed. The soldiers, under the command of Captain Stanford, were drawn up in a line to protect the dam against the expected attack of the ranchers. And the stage did not slow down until the driver sighted Captain Stanford himself.
Captain! Captain!
Whoa there! Whoa! Whoa, boys! Whoa! Whoa, get it there! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa, boys!
What's the matter, Dan?
Captain, the payroll's gone.
What's that?
That's the honest fact, sir. It wasn't 5 minutes after you fellows left me that I was held up.
No.
It was Fast Flash Perry's gang. Took every last penny. Over $20,000.
Flash Perry, huh?
You gotta get after them.
But we can't.
I heard them say they were heading for Bear Canyon. Get your men and teach them skunks what for.
But I can't.
Huh? Why can't you?
We can't leave the dam. We've got to hold it against the ranchers.
You mean to say you're going to let them thieving varmints get away with this?
What else can I do?
Oh, look here.
Yes?
I was just wondering. Looks mighty funny to me. You're told there's going to be trouble, so you light out leaving the stage without no guard. Then right afterwards, the stage is robbed. That's too doggone pat just to be accidental.
What do you mean?
Don't you see it? I'm betting the whole thing was a put-up job so the coast would be clear for them crooks. I'm betting the ranchers ain't going to make trouble at all.
You're wrong. We've had several other reports since reaching camp. We know for a fact that cattlemen intend to attack. Between the safety of the dam and the return of the cash, I have no choice. The dam is worth far more than the amount of the payroll.
Well, I suppose that's the way it's got to be. But I hate like poison to see them crooks get away with a stunt like this. It's worse if the cash come out of my own pocket.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing... Who are you?
Masked man.
Don't move or call out. Your men can't see us behind the stage here. But if you call for them, I'll just have to take you with me.
What do you want?
I've been waiting for the chance to talk with you. While I waited, I heard this man here tell about the holdup.
I'll bet you was one of them crooks.
Were any of them wearing masks?
No, but...
Then why would I wear a mask now if I'd been with them? Why would I come here at all?
I don't know, but you got some reason.
I have. Captain, the ranchers met at Ed Green's place tonight.
Well, what about it?
I happen to know they plan to ride here as you expect. But they won't be here for another hour at least. Perhaps not for 2 hours.
How do you know that?
I heard them discussing their plans.
What's all this to you?
That margin of time means that you can go after Flash Perry.
The driver said they were heading for Bear Canyon.
They are. I heard them say it.
Bear Canyon isn't far from here.
You know what the place is like?
I do.
Then you should know that I couldn't hope to capture them inside an hour. Not even within 2 hours. If they have supplies enough with them, they could hold off my men for a week. The canyon's a natural fortress.
I know that, too.
Well, then.
But sometimes what you can't gain by force, you can by trickery.
Trickery?
If I tell you a way that you can capture those men and still return before the ranchers get here, will you follow it?
Why are you so concerned? What have you got to gain by this?
I simply want to see justice done.
That's strange talk.
And I'm not here just for talk. We're wasting time. Do you agree or don't you?
Stranger, $20,000 is a lot of money. You may be up to some scheme of your own. I don't know. But if you can convince me that gang can be captured within 2 hours in a place like Bear Canyon, then I'll try your plan.
While the masked man was outlining his proposal to Captain Stanford, the outlaws were making their positions secure in Bear Canyon. Flash assigned men to various posts overlooking the entrance, and when he had finished, it would have taken a full company to force its way inside. Almost an hour went by, however, with no sign of the soldiers, and Flash considered the advisability of moving on.
Well, fellas, it looks as though everything went according to plan. I reckon we didn't have to come here after all.
Think we ought to get going?
I don't see why not. So long as we're sure there ain't nobody chasing after us, it'd be safe enough to take the hill trail. It could be beyond the hills and safe away by morning.
How about Butler's share of the cash? When you going to give it to him?
That was all fixed. He knows who was coming here. I told him we'd hide his share behind them rocks over by the cottonwoods there, and he could come and get it whenever he had the chance.
Uh-huh.
That way I don't have to take the chance of going back to the construction camp.
Well, will we get going?
Well, tell her. Wait a minute.
Quiet! Stand quiet! It's the soldiers! Come here!
Come on, fellas! Grab your guns! Where do you see them, Wolf? There they are.
All right, boys, they're in gunshot. Give it to them.
They ain't as close as you think they was, boss. Our shots are falling short.
That don't matter. Just keep firing. There's home we can't be rushed.
They pulled out.
Yeah, it won't take them long to figure out. They might just as well turn around and go back. They can't get in here in once or something.
Just keep cool, fellas. We're safe enough.
Wonder what happened to the ranchers. You figured they changed their minds and didn't try to bust down the dam?
I thought there wasn't going to be no stopping them.
It don't matter what happened to them. We're still safe enough.
Wait.
What in
what's going on out there? Who are them other fellas riding towards the soldiers?
I don't know. Wait and see what they're up to.
Maybe it's help for the soldiers.
Not by a blame sight. Look at that.
Well, I'll be.
The second bunch is frightening the soldiers.
Yeah, and they got the soldiers outnumbered 2-1.
That's a doggone funny thing. There can't be a bunch of ranchers attacking the troopers, can it?
Why would the ranchers do that? They ain't looking for trouble with the soldiers. All they're after is to bust up the dam.
Yeah.
Well, whoever they are, they're on our side. That's plain to be seen.
I got it.
Huh?
It's the rest of our bunch, the boys that you had planted among the ranchers. I'll bet they found out that the soldiers was coming after us and got a gang to help us out.
Reb, I'll bet that's it.
And what's more, take a look now. They got the soldiers on the run.
Them troopers are clearing out.
And that other bunch is riding our way. Don't fire them, boys. Let them come in. They just done us a good turn.
Here they come.
And we won't have to stay pinned up here after all.
Howdy, gents. Welcome to Bear Canyon.
In the absence of the soldiers, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stayed behind at the dam. They had hoped for the return of Captain Stanford before the arrival of the ranchers. But less than 2 hours after the soldiers' departure, the sound of thundering hoofs and the shouts of scores of men announced that the ranchers were coming. The masked man, standing beside Silver, turned suddenly to his faithful Indian companion.
The ranchers are heading for the dam, Tonto. The soldiers aren't here to stop them. If something isn't done, that dam will be destroyed.
And what we do?
I think I saw Butler a few moments ago. He was heading for that frame building over there. That's where his office is. You go after him. Get him somehow.
Tonto, do that.
Steady, Silver. I'm going to meet the cattlemen and try and delay them. Bring Butler there just as fast as you can. Now hurry.
Get him up, Scout.
Silver, old boy. I don't know if those ranchers will listen to us again or not. But we're going to do our best. Come on, old fellow. Wait, Ben! Hold on! Oh, Silver! Oh, boy! Hold there! Out of the way, masked man. You ain't stopping us this time.
We're going to blow the dam up.
Stop for that batch, fella.
Come on, we got work to do.
Don't make a move. I've got your leader covered. Take another step forward and I'll fire. You can't hold out against us. You might just as well stand clear and let us get on about our business. The last time we met, I made you a promise.
You made
me. Silence! I said that I'd get Butler and make him tell you the truth about what will happen to your range when the dam is completed.
Now, where is he?
Skunk's hiding out on us. He's scared to tell the truth.
Look over there.
A redskin riding this way.
Yes, and that's Butler. He's holding across the saddle. This way, Tonto. Good work.
Let me go.
What's the meaning of this? What right have you...
These are the men you've been dodging. They've been told that when the dam is completed, the valley's going to be thrown open to homesteaders by the government. Their ranches taken from them. Now, tell them the truth.
I won't
say... The truth, and hurry it up.
You can't make me
your
talk.
Your refusal to talk will be taken to mean that the stories these men have heard are true. Are you willing to take the responsibility for that?
Bless you, Butler. Talk up, or we'll find a way to make you.
What do you want me to say?
Is the valley going to be open to homesteaders, or isn't it?
It isn't. I never said it was. You can't say I did.
But you let the ranchers believe it was when you knew what it meant to them.
You hear that, man? The valley ain't going to be homesteaded. The range is going to stay ours just like the government promised.
The soldiers! Captain Troopers!
Will them fellas take up with them?
What's going on here?
The trouble's over, Captain. The masked fellow's right, Captain. We sort of had the wrong notion about things. I reckon we'll be heading home peaceable now. I see you got Flash Perry, Captain.
The entire gang.
You wouldn't have got us unless you tricked us. You know, blame well you wouldn't have.
Who are these fellas? They held up the stage and stole the payroll. And it wouldn't surprise me if you'd find they'd been working with the men who started the stories about the valley being homesteaded.
What do you mean he was caught by a trick?
Well, that was the masked man's suggestion. Flash had holed up in Bear Canyon. We made him think he was being rescued by friends. And when the friends were admitted to the canyon, he discovered they were soldiers in civilian clothes.
You're mistaken, Captain. That was Butler's suggestion. And as it worked, Butler should get the reward for the gang's capture.
What,
no,
man?
I never said
Why
I'd...
deny it, Butler?
Did that polecat double-cross us? Why, the dirty...
Don't believe him, Flash. It wasn't me. I didn't...
You figured you'd get the payroll and the reward money, too, eh? Well, you won't get away with it. Captain, the whole thing with Butler's scheme. It was him that planned it from first to last. The rotten skunk. He deserves jailing as much as we do.
I didn't turn you in, Flash. Just a trick of the masked man's to get me in wrong. Now you've spilled everything.
So you're behind this, Butler. You're under arrest. Come on, boys. Take him away.
Hold him, Butler. Hold him for questioning.
The marshal again, Tonto.
Stranger, you're going to tell me why you're always around where there's trouble. Looks plain suspicious.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Wait, stay still, blast you.
It's just like you said, Marshal. Every time you think you got that masked fella, you ain't.
Get him. Get him, Marshal.
He's getting away.
Now, ain't that the limit? I never in my life missed as wide as that.
You let him get away.
Clean away. Shucks, I seen my bullets hit the dirt 20 feet away from him.
Knowing you as I do, Marshal, it wouldn't surprise me if you was aiming for right where them bullets hit.
Ain't a man can prove it, though.
Silver, away!
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.